Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. In the life of David, what a life. What a man of God. Many people are like, I'm a man after God's own heart. Like David, I'm still sinning and out here doing everything, but at least I love God. That's not what that's all about. David chased God. Just like the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 said, that I might know. And once you get there, then everything about your life changes. You don't become weird, religious, or churchy. You become like your father. And you're like him whether you're fishing or hunting or shopping or mauling, whether you're hot rodding, whether you're working in a factory or mowing lawns. It doesn't matter. You will be like him, your father, which is what Jesus' whole ministry was all about. And that's what we're about right here. We're helping you. I like how Brother Terry Myers said it. I was praying and God said, Terry, you don't think like me. You think like the church. Two different points of view. When you think like Jesus, you think like this book. When you think like church, you're going to be weird and religious and denominationally. And that's weird. Don't do that. You might be a part of a denomination, but think like Jesus in your denomination. And you will change your denomination to be like Jesus. If that don't make a lick of sense, just stick with us because it'll all come sooner or later. Let's pray our opening prayer this morning like we do every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, right now, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So that I will be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen. Well, here we go. 2 Samuel chapter 16. 2 Samuel chapter 16. David's dealing with family issues. When David was a little past the top of the mountain, there was Ziba, the servant of Ishbosheth, who met him with a couple of saddled donkeys, on them 200 loaves of bread. That's a pretty big donkey saddle. 100 clusters of raisins. You know, those are dried grapes. 100 summer fruits and a skin of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean to do with these?" Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride them, the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink." King said, "And where is your master's servant?" Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he's staying in Jerusalem, for he said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me." King said to Ziba, "Here, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I humbly bow before you that I may find favor in your sight, my lord, O king." Now when King David came to Baruhim, that place, Baurim, there was a man from the family of the house of Saul whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera, coming from there. He came out cursing continuously as he came. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of the King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. Also, Shimei said, when he cursed, come out, you bloodthirsty man, you rogue. The Lord has brought upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. The Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. So now you are caught in your own evil because you are a bloodthirsty man. Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord, the king? We got an intense situation happening here. Please let me go over and take off his head. King said, what have I to do with you, sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said to him, curse David. Who then shall say, what have you done so? Why have you done so? David said to Abishai and all his servants, see how my son who came from my own body seeks my life? And how much more now may this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will repay me with good for the cursing this day. And as David and his men went along the road, Shimei went along the hillside opposite him and cursed as he went, threw stones at him and kicked up the dust. Have you seen that on the news lately? Toward the Israelites. Same people doing the same thing. Now the king and all the people who were with him became weary. So they refreshed themselves there with the bread and the raisin and the summer fruit. Verse 15, meanwhile, Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. So it was when Hushai, the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, long live the king, long live the king. Absalom said to Hushai, is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend? And Hushai said to Absalom, no. But whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his I will be, and with him I will remain. Furthermore, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son, as I have served in your father's presence, so I'll be in your presence? Absalom said to Ahithophel, give advice as to what we should do. Ahithophel said to Absalom, go into your father's concubines, whom he's left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong. So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. Chapter 17. If you never knew how real the Bible was, this is real. God is real. He didn't hide nothing. And yet, all these people get mercy. Well, some of them get mercy. Some of them go to hell. But and you and I get to have all of the benefits of the old covenant turned new covenant, because God Almighty comes to live within us. Chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, now let me choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue David. And I will come upon him while he's weary and weak and make him afraid, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will strike only the king, then I will bring back all the people to you. When all return except the man whom you seek, all the people will be at peace. And the saying pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel. Now we get the advice of Hushai. Hushai. Absalom said, now call Hushai, the Archite, also, and let us hear what he says too. When Hushai came to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, Ahithophel has spoken in this manner. Shall we do as he says? If not, speak up. Hushai said to Absalom, the advice that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are enraged in their minds, like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is a man of war, and he will not camp with the people. Surely by now he's hidden in some pit, in some other place, and it will be when some of them are overthrown at first, that whoever hears it will say, there's a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. And he, and even he who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt completely. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men. Therefore, I advise that all Israel be fully gathered to you from Dan to Beersheba, like the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that you go to battle in person. So we will come upon him in some place where he may be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground. And of him and all the men who are with him, there shall not be left as much as one. Moreover, if he has withdrawn into a city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to the city, and we will pull it into the river until there's not one small stone found there. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel, for the Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom. See, you have to see in the middle of this, God leading this whole picture. In the middle of it. Because God's getting David back to the throne. Hushai warns David to escape. Then Hushai said to Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and so Ahithophel advised Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus so I have advised. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, do not spend this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily cross over, lest the king and all the people who are with him will be swallowed up. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed in Rogel, for they dared not to be seen coming into the city. So a female servant would come and tell them, and they would go and tell King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but both of them went away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, who had a well in his court, and they went down into it. Then the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground grain on it, and the thing was not known. When Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house, they said, where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan? The woman said to them, they have gone over the water brook. And when they had searched and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. It came to pass after they had departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David and said to David, arise and cross over the water quickly, for thus has Ahithophel advised against you. So David and all the people who were with him arose and crossed over the Jordan. By morning light, not one of them was left who had gone out over the Jordan. 23. Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice was not followed, he saddled a donkey and rose and went to his house, to his city. He put his household in order and hanged himself and died, and he was buried in his father's tomb. Then David went to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. Absalom made Amasa captain of the army instead of Joab. This Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Jithra, an Israelite, who had gone into Abigail, the daughter of Nabash, sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom encamped in the land of Gilead, and it happened when David had come to Mahanaim that Shobi, the son of Nahash from Rabbah, of the people of Ammon, Maker, the son of Amiel from Lodibar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogalim, brought beds and basins, earthen vessels, and wheat, barley, and flour, parched grain, beans, lentils, and parched seeds, honey and curds, sheep and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to eat, for they said the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Can you see what's getting ready to happen here? God is going to deal with Absalom. Absalom's wicked. He staged a revolt against his own dad out of the pride and the arrogance of his own heart, and tried to turn the whole people against him. It's still here today. It's a demon. It's the same demon. Not a human. Putin is running from the same demon that all the rest of them were run by. All right. Chapter 18. And David numbered the people who were with him and set captains of thousands, captains of hundreds over them. And David sent one-third of the people under the hand of Joab, one-third under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and one-third under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. King said to the people, I also will surely go out with you myself. But the people answered, you shall not go out, for if we flee away, they will not care about us, nor if half of us die will they care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us now. For you are now more help to us in the city. And the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. The king had commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom. All the people heard when the king gave all the captains orders concerning Absalom. People went out into the field of battle against Israel, and the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David, and a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day. Do not side with somebody coming against leadership. 20,000 people in deceit by a wicked son against his father died that day. You can end up in the wrong place, even hell, by being on the wrong side of God's leadership. I just read it right here out of the Bible. I just read it. Wow. 8. For the battle there was scattered over the face of the whole countryside, and the woods devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Then Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. A certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in a terebinth tree. So Joab said to the man who told him, you just saw him? And why did you not strike him there to the ground? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. Man said to Joab, though I were to receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, I would not raise my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king commanded in Abishai and Ittai, saying, beware lest anyone who touched the young man Absalom. Otherwise, I would have dealt falsely against my own life, for there is nothing hidden from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Joab said, I cannot linger with you. And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. Joab. And ten young men who surrounded Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck and killed him. Blew the trumpet. The people returned from pursuing Israel, for Joab held back the people. They took Absalom, cast him into a large pit in the woods, and laid a very large heap of stone over him. All Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom, in his lifetime, had taken and set up a pillar for himself, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. He called the pillar after his own name. And to this day, it's called Absalom's Monument. 19. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, let me run now, take the news to the king, how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. Joab said to him, you shall not take the news this day, for you shall take the news another day. But today you shall take no news, because the king's son is dead. Then Joab said to Cushite, go tell the king what you have seen. So the Cushite bowed himself to Joab and ran. And Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said again to Joab, but whatever pleases, let me also run after the Cushite. Joab said, why will you run, my son, since you have no news ready? Have you ever been there where you're wanting to run, but you don't have any news to run with? Whatever happens, he said, let run. So he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate to the wall, lifted up his eyes and looked. And there was a man running alone. And the watchman cried out and told the king. And the king said, if he's alone, there's news in his mouth. And he came rapidly and drew near. Then the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called to the gatekeeper and said, there's another man running alone. King said, he's also bringing news. The watchman said, I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he's a good man and comes with good news. Isn't that something? You can tell by the way he ran. That's an interesting word. Verse 28. Ahimaaz called out and said to the king, all is well. He bowed down with his face to the earth and before the king and said, blessed be the Lord your God who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me, your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what it was about. King said, turn aside and stand here. So he turned aside and stood still. Just then the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, there's good news, my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose against you. And the king said to Cushite, is the young man Absalom safe? So the Cushite answered, may the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise against you to harm be like that young man. Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said thus, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, only if I had died in your place, O Absalom, my son, my son. Now, we've come to the point that I'm calling circle the wagons, which means let's put all this in order. Yeah. We're going to read a psalm, probably, that's going to say that about Absalom. Naturally, he's David's children, you know, son. And I make the statement all the time here. I have the promise of my children to 1,000 generations. That's what David was living on. David didn't want his own son to die. But David shouldn't be saying, may I die in your place. He's the king. He is the anointed king of Israel. And you don't abdicate your authority just because of somebody rising up against you, even if it's your own children. You still got to do the work of God. You still got to be who you are. And I know that within the sound of my voice today, there's some of you that's dealing with this. But I encourage you. The only way anybody's ever going to change in any way in your life is that you be you. You've got to be you. Remember, if they're not going the way of God with everything you're saying, they need somebody else's voice to deposit a seed of God's word so that the miracle of God's word can grow in their heart. Because people don't get saved because you pressure them. They get saved because the seed of God's word is planted in their heart. And that seed begins to come alive. Pastor, what do I do? I mean, Absalom setting himself up as king. So he's turning everybody against the father. But what you and I do is we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, send my whoever it is, you name him, a laborer who they will listen to. Who knows why they're not listening to you? God's got 7.5 billion people in the world, and he can get somebody to your loved one. Wake them up. Worst thing in the world is to live your whole life loving someone. And then because you won't shut your mouth, they don't make heaven. No, just be quiet. Live your life. Live a good life in front of them. Love them, care for them, encourage them, bless them. But most of all, don't be in their face. And then pray, God, send a laborer across their path. Now, what was King David going to do? Absalom's heart is wicked because of what happened to his sister and all that. His heart is wicked. And there's nothing you can do when somebody's heart is wicked except to pray for God to reveal himself to them. And according to Romans chapter 1, there will be nobody on that day standing before God Almighty who God will not, God, let me say, get all the negatives out. God will show himself to every human because he's not willing that should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God don't waste words like you and I do. He means every word in this book. And he's the same from Genesis to Revelation and every page in between. In Jesus' name. Let's have a drink of coffee. Now, maybe you've never been born again. I want you to be born again. What's that mean, Pastor? That means your spirit man comes back to life with God Almighty. When Adam died, he didn't die. His physical body didn't die. His spirit man lost that connection with God. He was severed by sin. So you've got to be born again. What's that mean? You receive Jesus and he brings new life inside of you and you're born, you're restored. Your sins are wiped away. And you're restored to a relationship with the Father. You do that by praying a prayer. I never know who's going to be with us. So we always pray the prayer of salvation. And I encourage you today, pray this prayer with me. No matter who you are, even those of you that's been here since day one, and you've prayed this prayer, we're now 420, we're 156 days into this. You've prayed it 156 times. It's all right. Pray it again. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of the Lord, what will happen is one day you'll lead somebody else in this same prayer because you've heard me say it so many times. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. I believe you are the Son of God, Jesus. And you rose again on that third day just for me. Keep saying it. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your cleansing, all of your righteousness to live every day. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power and understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life every day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, you and I just led all these people, whoever prayed this, whether you're now live or you come in the future, we just led you into the greatest thing that could ever happen in your life. You're now made one with God. You might say, it's like something's going on inside, Pastor. I can't tell if it's a feeling. What it is, it's an experience of God. You just said, Jesus, come in. So the light of the world just came in and filled you. You said, Jesus, come in. So the author and the finisher of all faith just came in you. You got faith in you now. Overcomes fear. The light of the world come in, and that overcomes darkness. You said, all of your love, mercy, and grace, I led you into it because I know how to help you pray. His love forgives you. His mercy forgives you. His grace empowers you. And his righteousness is now the righteousness you get to use to fight all the sin. Our righteousness will never be good enough. Not mine, not anybody's. Name the greatest leader of our day. Their own personal righteousness won't get them there. But Jesus' righteousness will. And when you receive that, it transforms your life. You might say, how am I ever going to remember all this? Well, that's what the community of faith, who's putting this out. That's what the community of faith is all about. Every single night, Monday through Saturday, we are on at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain 5 Pacific, so that we can lead people into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Great study. Great group of people. The most amazing believers. 37 nations of the world is with us. It's a very interesting situation. And you come there and we'll give you a discipleship process. It's not school. It's not like a college class yet. It's very open and a very powerful move of the Spirit of God through his word every time we come together. It'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, my email address is right down there. My website's right there. And any way that we can be a blessing to you, we want to do that. I encourage you to get connected with us. Honestly, send me an email. I'll give you an answer. If there's too many people, send me an email. I got lots of folks around here that can help me. But you send me an email, I'll send you a response. And I don't beg for money. I don't. If God tells you to sow money, you sow it. That's good soil. Your seed will grow and produce. But I will never spam you, because as a preacher, if I spam you, I'm going to get a 100-fold return of spam. And I guarantee you, this preacher don't want that. And I'm just going to lead like God tells me to lead. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. There's a link down there that's got all of the Read the Words from Genesis chapter 1 to 2 Samuel 18, where we are tonight. You can listen to the whole Bible, and it'll be a blessing to you. Well, that's all we got for right now. Till we see you again, we say this. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.